Let's continue in discussing sugyas in Shemitah so we can connect to and understand what's going on at this time in Eretz Yisrael. The sugya we're going to talk right now is only relevant for a few more days, and that is Tosefes Shviyas, that the Shemitah actually begins before Rosh Hashanah, so we only have a few more days left, so it'll be Halach Lamaisa for now, and then in another 7 years. So let's start. That's actually the first Mishnah in Shviyas, also in the second parak, the Tosefta. It's a Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes, and the Yerushalmi in Shviyas, and the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah in Perek Gimel, all tell us that there are different times when the Isra Malacha in the fields is in effect before Rosh Hashanah, called Tosefes Shviyas. And this is that 6th year before Shemitah begins. The Isser is to work the land of Israel 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. That is the way we generally understand the simple explanation of Tosefes Shviyas from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Rosh Hashanah. It's usher to work the land in that 6th year. There is a machlokas in the Gemara, in those Gemaras we mentioned, between Rabbi Yishmael and his Bar Plugta, almost always Rabbi Akiva, regarding the nature of this status of Tosefes Shviyas. What is it that is behind it? So Rabbi Yishmael, and this is what the Rambam says, understands that Tosefes Shviyas is a halacha lamoshe misinai. Of the Rambam's 5 parts of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rambam explains it's a mitzvah that has no reference anywhere in the Torah, but was handed down by Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And however, as I understand, this is only in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because there are 3 halacha Moshe Misinais that were taught together as a group. One is the fact that there's a hetzer to plant 10 trees inside an area called a Beis Sa until Rosh Hashanah, meaning, but if it's not in that percentage of range, then it would be prohibited if it doesn't match that certain amount. That's the Isser Tosefes Shviyas. That was also taught together, according to Tosus in Moed Katan, with the mitzvah arava. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would take these long aravas. I think Daf Yomi is holding there right now, right? The mitzvah arava in the Beis HaMikdash as well. That was also halacha Moshe Sinai. Yeah.
Sorry, the 10 trees, is that minimum or a maximum?
The 10 trees is a maximum inside that area. So if it's less than that, so then it's okay. But if it's more than that, then it's a problem. And then the 3rd halacha Moshe Sinai taught in this group is Nisach HaMayim. Is the water in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos. Okay? So Tosos, and this is the understanding we generally view Rabbi Yishmael is that all of those 3 things were taught together. So, and they all have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So when one doesn't apply, it means the rest don't apply. So according to that, according to Shita Rabbi Yishmael, the halacha Moshe Misinai of Tosefes Shviyas is only in Zman Beis HaMikdash. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no Nisach HaMayim, and there's no Arava by Sukkos, so then there's no such thing nowadays. Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, B'charish uvekatzir tish bos, that when it comes to Charish and Katzir, the working in the field, you have to rest. And just like, apparently by Shabbos, there's an Indian of, Erev Shabbos as well, there's an Indian of Erev Shemitah as well. And the Rash and Shviya cites Rabbi Nutam, who says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, according to Rabbi Nutam, Tosefes Shviyas nowadays would still apply. So that's Tosefes Shviyas according to the Torah. Let's put that on the side. Okay, let's go on to one more point before we get into the sugya, and that is Midrabanan. On top of the Torah level of Tosefes Shviyas, there's a rabbinic extension of that as well. It was together during the Zman Beis HaMikdash regarding 2 places. One is an orchard. In an orchard, according to Rabbi Beis Shammai, Tosefes Shviyas is mutter to plow around the base of the trees until Samach L'Shavuos. Not Shavuos Mamish, but close to Shavuos, you have to stop working around the base of the trees. Until that point, once you reach that point, anything you do to the base of the trees is going to help the tree grow in the Shemitah year. And afterwards, it would be considered preparing the ground for Shviyas. According to Beis Hillel, no, only at Shavuos Mamish itself, at that time, one would have to stop working the land around the tree. That's trees. And the other is what we call a Sada Lavan, which essentially means a white field, meaning it's it means a field that's there's no trees there. It's just a regular field without any trees. So according to the Tanakhama, you can work such a field until there's no moisture left in the ground. But once the moisture is no longer there, anything you do is going to be considered working for the next year. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you can plant until Pesach, and the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, that a regular field you can plant up until Pesach in the sixth year. So the Rishonim explain that in orchard there are fruits, and therefore one could argue that the malacha being done for the fruit is going to be there in the sixth year, and that's why it's all the way up until that point. But in a field without a tree, it looks like any work you're going to be doing is going to be for the seventh year. And if you're without a tree, how am I supposed to know what exactly I'm doing and preparing for? And that's why we pull it up much earlier into Pesach, because how am I supposed to know exactly what you're doing in the field for next year? So those are that's the Derabanan, and that's the Deoraisa of Tosefes Shvius. There's one more player we need to put in, and that's Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel and his basin convened, and they said, we need to have a discussion about this Tosefes Shvius. I'm a bit concerned. And he discusses as follows. He says, Pesach for the fields, right, Shavuos for the orchards, and they were mevatel these seasonal markers, and they said, no, the whole Pesach Shavuos thing, that whole issue of the Darabanans and the orchards and the fields, we're getting rid of it. There's no reason for it anymore, and they were mevatel these seasonal markers, and according to Rabban Gamliel, this based in, seemingly, you could work all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara has a machlokas, what exactly did Rabban Gamliel and his based in do? What was the kavanah here? So Rabbi Yitzchak in the Gemara says that the halacha al Moshe Mi-Sinai is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Midirabban, and they prohibited working the land starting from Pesach or starting from Shavuos, whatever it is you're working. And Rabbi Gamliel came and uprooted that Dirabbanan. That's wrong. He uprooted the Dirabbanan. The halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai remains in place. And therefore, all that remains is that issur of working the land 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we're in right now. I mean, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, this time period is still usher to work the land, and the reason they were unable to uproot the original takana is because the original basin that made the takana of going back to Pesach and Shavuos, they put in a clause, and they said, if at any point anybody wants to get rid of this, they're allowed to. And that's how they're able to uproot the takana. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak. The halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai remains to this day, but the Darabanan is gone. Rav Ashi says no. He says that Rabbi Gamliel and his based in, they follow Rabbi Yishmael. What did Rabbi Yishmael say? The whole thing is this halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? And the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai was only during when? Zman Beis HaMikdash. Because the comparisons to the Nisach HaMayim, like we said before. So Rav Ashi says, because in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, there was no Beis HaMikdash, any Tosefes Shvius was only Midrabanan anyway, and therefore, all Tosefes Shvius is gone. That's what Rav Ashi says. There's no 30 days. All Tosefes Shvius is uprooted bizman hazeh. So, how do we paskin? That's what we need to know. How do we paskin? So, we're going to take from a summary from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Derech Amuna on Hilchos Shvius. And he says that according to most Rishonim, it's clear that Rav Ashi really agrees that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is only for 30 days, and the extension from Pesach to Shavuos is midrabanan during the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabban Gamliel felt the halacha is like Rabbi Yishmael, and if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Tosefes Shvius, whether it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, derabanan, and Rav Rishonim understand there's no Tosefes Shvius nowadays, it's all been removed. Tosfos learns from Rav Ashi and Rav Yitzchak that they're arguing on a deeper level. The Rav Ashi learns that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai also includes from Pesach to Shavuos. He thinks that all the way goes to Pesach and Shavuos when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and not just the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, and that there was no takana derabanan at all. And maybe there's something still going on nowadays. So the halacha, the Rambam, follows Rav Ashi, and therefore when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter to work the land until Rosh Hashanah. And even though the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita in Perek Tes says that Shmita nowadays is midrabanan because we're not properly settled in Eretz Yisrael, then certainly Tosefes Shvius is only midrabanan, right? If we're not settled in Eretz Yisrael, everything's going to be midrabanan. Nevertheless, if a time would come, and even though we said last week, it's not possible until Mashiach comes, but let's just pretend for a second. If a time would come where we would be Rov B'nai Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, and everybody in the proper Shvatim, like we explained last time, and that theoretically could happen, even though it's highly unlikely, but let's say that would happen, so then Shvius would be min HaTorah. But Tosefa Shvius would still wouldn't exist because there's no Beis HaMikdash. You need the Beis HaMikdash. So you could have this weird situation where there would be Shmita Midaraisa, but no Tosefa Shmita at all, because we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rissen Karelitz add that you have to always add some amount of time. He says, you're right. Fine. There's no Tosefa Shmita nowadays. Here on Yud Beis Elul, there's nothing to be concerned about. You can go and do whatever you want and work the fields. That's fine. But there is an inyan, just like by Erev Shabbos, to add on a little bit. There's still an inyan by Shmita as well to add on a little bit, to have some sort of Tosefas of desisting from Halacha. The Rash Cirilio, which is the Perish on the side of the Gemara, Yerushalmi and Masechah Shvius, so he says that it's sufficient to stop working on the 29th of Elul, and that is Mekayim, the Inyan of Tosefas Shvius, and that's where we sit right now, Halacha L'maisa. Good? We are knowing this way nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hopefully they have things to do as well, but even if they didn't, they would stop on the 29th and at least take a day off beforehand. But if a person wants to, plant, we're going to talk about trees in a second and the rooting, which is of a rooting of a plant that's going to be ready for Shemitah, that's another thing. But the working, the katsira, the working, the moving the dirt around, the digging, things like that, all that stuff is fine, mamish, almost up until Rosh Hashanah Bizman Hazeh, because the takana was uprooted. Okay, let's talk about trees and the impact of trees and how they root and how long it takes them to root. So the Mishnah in Shvius and Perek Beis, in Halach in Mishnah Git Vav, and the Gemara Shon Daf Yud, that Gemara Shon is Daf Tes and Daf Yud, has a long Shemitah Sugi over there, has a Machlokas Tanaim about how long does it take for a tree to take root. So we have three opinions over here. Rabbi Elazar says 30 days, and therefore, he gives for an example, you're not allowed to graft a tree or plant a tree within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, according to him. Because if it's less than 30 days, that means your planting could be on the last day the root will take place in the Shemitah year, and you effectively would have done an action that was going to grow food in Eretz Yisrael and participate in that planting of something into the Shemitah year. If you did plant a tree within those 30 days, or graft between those 30 days, you'd have to root it, uproot it before Hashanah came, so that it wouldn't have that growth and that haklata, rooting taking place in the Shemitah time period. Rabbi Yehuda says it's 3 days, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, the Ram Hilcha Shemitah, the Shulchan Aruch, all say that Zman Kalita is 14 days. 14 days, that's how long it takes to take root, according to Halacha. Whatever the thing is where it takes hold, according to Halacha, wherever that moment is, it's within that time period. That's how the Gemara understands it, 100%. So the Gemara continues that besides the amounts of the 3, or the 14, or the 30, whatever you're going to say, one should be machmer to add another 30 days. Okay? So that means if you hold it 30 days for Kalita, it's 60. If you hold it 14, then it's 44. And if you hold it 3, it's 33. Okay, meaning it's 30, an extra chumrah of 30 days, plus whatever you paskin like.
Why?
Good. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam have a machlokas. Rashi says that this is for when Tosefas Shvius is min HaTorah. This is really a chumrah when everything is midaraisa, and the shear for this 30 days. The idea is that you're adding on another 30 so that nothing takes root even during Tosefas Shvius. Meaning the 30 days is to be sure that nothing should even happen during Tosefas Shvius. So that's the Shita of Rashi. Nowadays, there's no Tosefas Shvius, so therefore, it's fine. There's no 30 days, because it's only midarabanan. Rabbeinu Tam said there's no Isser for the trees to take root during Tosefas Shvius. That's not a problem. I don't care if it takes root during Tosefas Shvius. That's not what the issue is over here. It's only a problem for trees to take root during Shemitah itself, Rabbeinu Tam says. The purpose of the additional 30 days is an order for a calculation of Orla. It has nothing to do with Shemitah, it's really about Orla. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that, we'll explain that in a second, but essentially, what it means is that we're afraid, as we'll explain in a second, that you're going to think because we know that if you have 30 days within the year, it's going to count as the year before of Orla. And a person may come to think that maybe I planted during Shemitah. The person might think that maybe I planted during Shemitah, and now I'm off, and they're going to miscalculate the Orla count. So they pulled it back an extra 30 days. I'll explain that a little bit further in a moment. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that it could be that according to Beinu Tam, that the extra 30 days should be observed nowadays as well. And he says that the 30 days are only observed when there is Tosefa Shvius, but nowadays there's no Tosefa Shvius, so we don't follow these extra 30 days anyway, and this is the Shita of the Chazon Ish. So how do we paskin here? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shmita, in Perek Gimel, that Zman Kalita is 14 days, like we said before, and nowadays you have to keep the extra 30 days. That's what he says, you have to keep the full 44. This is because of Marisayim, that people may think that you planted trees during Shvius, and if you do plant during the 44 days, you have to go through. I brought you the Rambam, right? Did I bring you the Rambam? No? Did I cut it out? No? Okay. So let me read you what the Rambam says. Yeah, af bizman hazeh, ein notin ilanos, ve'ein makiven, we don't plant, we don't graft, ve'ein marichin, erev Shvius, before Shvius, ela kadeh, again, we're talking about trees here, kadeh shetiklot hanatiya, v'tishaheh achar haklita lama yom, kodem rosh hashanah shal Shvius, v'stam klita shtei shabasos. It's 2 weeks, and we don't want to do within, we want to have 30 days beforehand, v'davar ze aso la'olam, mipnei, why? Maris ayin. Shema Yomar Haroa B'Shvius Natzu, because someone will look at this and say, "Ah, this was planted during Shemitah." They're going to look at how it's grown or how it's growing and say, "Ah, this was planted during Shemitah." So, in order to give a buffer against Marasayin, he backs it up 30 days. Nimtzeis Omer Shehanotel Hamavrichos Amarkiv Erev Shvius Kodem Rosh Hashanah Yomem Dal Yom Yikayim. If you do plant a tree within 44 days, then Pachos Mikayin Yakor, you have to uproot it within that time. So. There's two hesberim in the Rambam. The first is the Beis Medrash of the Chazon Ish. So all these Sfarim are all on the same team. The Chazon Ish, the Derech Amuna of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who is the nephew of the Chazon Ish, right? And Rav Nissen Karelitz, the Chodshani, who is also Karelitz, Mishpacha, with the Chazon Ish. This is all the Bnei Brak Shita following the Chazon Ish. They all write in their Sfarim that the 30 days are Gzer Midrabanan, because of the following reason. The Gemara in Gittin says, Yisrael monin l'shvius. So the Jewish people count shvius. What does that mean? With regarding the Isra of Orla, if you extend an extra 30 days on top of the 14 days, then those 30 days in the sixth year will count as a year of Orla. And therefore you won't make a mistake of thinking that the tree was planted in the seventh year. But if the tree takes root within 30 days of the seventh year, then the sixth year is not going to count for Orla. It's going to be grandfathered in to that new year. Then a few years will pass by, and you're going to think, I planted this tree during Shemitah. I planted this tree during the seventh year. And there you're going to think it's going to be mutter to plant during Shemitah, because you're going to think you're going to mix up the count of the Orla and the Shemitah. So in order to make sure that you never mix up the count of Orla and Shemitah, that they're going to overlap each other, we force you to pull back in an Erev Shemitah year, so you can never carry, you're never going to be so close to Rosh Hashanah that you're going to have to count the next year as the year one of Orla. We force you to pull back to the previous year, so you never come to think that the Orla and the Shemitah were planted at the same time, and that maybe you planted during Shemitah. The Mari Korkus on the Rambam says that no, the Gemara in Gittin gives another reason why. The Gemara in Gittin says that nech shedu Yisrael al-Shvius. Jews are suspect of not keeping Shemitah. That's what the Gemara says. There are people who are going to try to cheat the system. And even if a person planted by accident, Rechoshi did it on purpose. And therefore, that's why, in order to give us an extra buffer, we make you pull back 30 days beforehand. So there's a sefer called Mishpatei Eretz, which is published in Eretz Yisrael, called by Rav Shaul Reichenberg. And he has a long piece about this discussion over here. And he says that there's a nafgamina between the two reasons regarding fruit-bearing trees. Why? According to the Mari Korkus, it should be usher to plant any tree. Because we always think that maybe, if I don't give you enough of a buffer, a person is going to cheat and plant during Shemitah, right? That's what the Maori Karka says. We're afraid that you're going to get too close. But according to the Chazon Ish, it's all an Orla Shaila. We're learning the wrong Masechta. It's not a Shemitah Shaila, it's an Orla Shaila. So according to Chaznish, you should be allowed to plant a non-fruit-bearing tree within those days, because it has nothing to do with Orla. And this is what the Chaznish, Andres and Karelis, and the Derech HaEmunah say, that a non-fruit-bearing tree should be allowed to plant within that time period, because we don't care about Orla in that case. The Nod Bihuda has a Tshuva in Arachayim, a Siman Pei Dalad, and he says, if you look at the last words of the Ram says, Shehanote o amarech o markiv erishias kodem Rosh Hashanah b'mem dal yom yikayim. So he gets into a cheshvan of, is it on the 44th day, not including the 44th day, meaning is it going to be the 16th of Av, is it the day after the 16th of Av? It's all cheshvan to figure out which day it is. It's not for right now. The Cheshvani also says, you shouldn't move a fruit tree from one place to another during that time where it's usher to plant a tree. Because that's a whole big discussion. We discussed this once in Shul regarding what happens orla. Does the count reset? If you have a plum tree in your backyard and you pick it up and you march it 10 feet over and you replant it somewhere else in your backyard, does that recount? Does that restart orla? We have orla in Chutz Laaretz. Does that restart from the beginning? So that's a very complicated sugya. And there's not exactly clear what to do in those cases. So says the Chutshani, just avoid the whole thing and don't uproot trees over there, because if you get into a whole count, that'll be very complicated. Let's discuss the last thing, and that is non-fruit-bearing trees, atzei sarak. It would appear that the isra of planting within 44 days of Rosh Hashanah is only for fruit-bearing trees, which you would be careful about for orla. So the Achronim argue about whether non-fruit-bearing trees need to be planted more than 14 days for Rosh Hashanah. Fine. We don't have to be careful about the 30 days, but what about outside of that time, the 14 days itself? So here we have a Machlokas, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Igle Tal. Igle Tal is really a sefer on Shabbos, written by the Avnei Nezer, but Shabbos, obviously, and Zoreya has a lot of overlapping with Shemitah, so he makes a comment there as well. And he says that all plants cannot be planted within 14 days of Rosh Hashanah. All, or again, before this, when we said there's no Tosefet Shviyas, that was a working the land issue, just to be clear. This is a rooting something that will then take root in Shemitah. They, but Minchas Chinuch and Igle Tal both say, nothing can be planted within 14 days of Rosh Hashanah at all. And if they take root during Shviyas, it's a violation of Shvisas Haaretz. Even though you didn't violate Sadcha Lo Sizra. Did I really plant in my field during Shemitah? No. But the land is doing work for me. The land is going to be doing some work when it's connecting to those roots. And that's going to be a problem of Shvisas Haaretz. This is like Shitas Beishamai. Beishamai says that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have your Kalim do work for you. You're not allowed to have your kelim do work for you on Shabbos. To do malacha. And that's why, for example, it's usur to put food onto the fire before Shabbos, if it's going to cook, on Shabbos, because the kli is going to be doing work for me. That's the whole discussion of Milcha Shabbos, not for right now. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Rabach writes in the Milcha Shlomo, and in two places, and he follows the Milcha Shlinach, and he says, it's usur to plant non-fruit-bearing trees within 14 days of Rosh Hashanah. For other vegetation, it's mutter to plant up until the 27th of Elul, so you have 15 days, because it takes 3 days for seeds to take root and mix us a yom kukulo for the 20. So he says the 27th day. That's where he passed. So no trees within you're allowed to plant. So he disagrees and says it's mutter, but not too close. Rav Vosner, in his Torah Halevi, says you should try to be machmer to not plant trees within 14 days of Rosh Hashanah, but b'makom tzorach, if you must, it's mutter. And this is what Rav Ben Sion Abba Shul writes in the Orla Tzion, that for a non-fruit-bearing trees, there's no issue of Orla, there's no issue of chashad, that people are going to think you planted during Shemitah, but it would be good to be machmer if you can. So that's what come out halach l'maisa. You know, in a few days, would be the last time within 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, non-fruit-bearing trees, try not to plant in that time, if you can control yourself, but if you have to, then you have what to rely on. Okay. The last thing, let's talk about vegetables. Can you plant a vegetable garden during close to Rosh Hashanah? So the Rav Nissen Karelis writes that vegetables don't need to be planted before the time it takes for them to root. We're not concerned about rooting of vegetables, since this is the sheet of the Chaznish. However, if a vegetable does take root during Shvius, it's asur to eat because of svichin, this rabbinic law against vegetables that grow during Shemitah, and therefore try to make sure vegetables begin to grow during the sixth year, if you can. The Chaznish felt that it's enough for the stem to start coming out of the ground. Once the stem starts to poke out of the ground, says the Chaznish, that's going to be fine. The entire heter of planting right before Shana is only for non-fruit-bearing trees and flowers, which don't have the isra of svichin. But once we're getting into svichin, once we machmer to make sure your vegetable garden is set and ready to go. So let's talk about flowers. Okay? So flowers are non-fruit-bearing trees, technically. No one's going to eat them. However, Rav Nissen Kralis writes, if flowers have a very pleasant aroma, an overpoweringly pleasant aroma, then the isra of svichin applies to them. So, if they only have a slight smell, and the smell is not so important, in the eyes of people, then there's no Isser Svichen. So the Mishpatei Eretz says that vegetable seedlings, flowers, that are not meant for their smell, herbs, teas, things like that, can all be planted on condition that they take root before Shoshana, so there's no Isser Svichen. You have to, I guess, ask your local horticulturalist to know exactly how these things work, but you have more leeway there. You can plant them in damp earth until the 27th of Elul, close to Shkia, and the Or Litzion says that the minhag of Svarim is to treat vegetables that took root on Shvius like Svichen, and therefore they have to take root before Shoshana, and if need be, you can be lenient to eat those vegetables, but you have to treat them with Ketusha Shvius, and you have to follow those rules as well. So, to summarize, Halacha L'maisa, there's no Tosef Shvius Bizman HaZeh. Fruit trees you have to be careful to plant before 44 days. Non-fruit-bearing trees, you want to try to be machmer to plant before 14 days. And herbs and vegetables and seeds like that, try to make sure that they have some sort of kalita, some sort of taking root before then. Okay?